where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Scaredy Cats. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with my sister, Mindy.
Hey-hoo!
And welcome, everybody,
hey,
to
guys.
Scaredy Cats. Yes, our horror show. Today, we're doing Bad Match, Tinder Gone Wrong. If you're a single man, skip this episode.
I would say if you're on Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Grindr, any of that, approach this episode with caution. Is what I would say.
Really good movie. Before we get into the news and plugs and all that fun stuff, let's give the viewers that haven't seen this yet, this was a 2017 movie, so... you know, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. But let's give a quick non-spoiler review. And would you recommend this movie, Mindy? Just initial thoughts without spoiling anything.
I would 100% recommend this movie. I really wanted to talk about this movie for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not your traditional horror film. It's really not. But it's a great macabre commentary on what can happen when you let your guard down, basically. And
yeah,
what can happen on those certain sites, because those sites can be very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
So this is honestly a very, very, very good macabre commentary on what can go wrong.
Yeah, and it's so easy to. And I agree. I thought this was a really good, different, smart movie that really gets what it's doing and has a vision that it follows the whole way through with cool little narrative twists and turns, but you never get bored. You're always invested in the story. This isn't a horror movie where there's people getting slashed up or ghosts or none of that shit. This is just a very introspective psychological thriller, and I really dug this one.
Yeah, it kind of keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, so we would recommend it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're a fan of shit like this, go watch it. If you haven't seen it yet, log off here. But if you've seen it, go watch it and come back and have some fun with us. But before we get into the
movie... It is on Tubi, guys. It is free.
It's on Tubi. It's free. It's also on Amazon Prime if you have Amazon Prime.
Okay, well, there you go, too. I didn't know it was on Amazon Prime because it was originally a straight-to-Netflix film.
Okay. Yeah, I saw it on Prime. But
okay.
Really good
right,
movie. Yeah, let's do the plugs. Make sure to check out the Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday and Saturday. Wednesday after AEW and Saturday for their Hollywood Hangout show. Boxing Smart, good dudes. Make sure to check out our buddy Sean, Elite Diplodoc, on YouTube for all your gaming content and raging and fun stuff. So make sure to check him out. Good kid. Check us out 6:30 p.m. Fridays for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, the hottest wrestling podcast known to man. And on Saturdays, Unscripted Unlimited. We didn't have a show yesterday. We're coming back next week with the Teenage Ninja Mutant Ninja Turtles retrospective. We're going to be talking about the legacy shows, toys, movies, video games, the whole nine, the old shit, the new shit. It's going to be a nice big episode about the Ninja Turtles, so check that out. And we got a lot of fun stuff coming up. We're kind of going through WrestleMania, so on Unscripted Wrestling, you're going to get WrestleMania 8 and 3, a doubleheader next week. And on April 1st, we're going to be going through the Undertaker streak. So if you're a wrestling fan, check that stuff out. And just come watch, follow the network, follow Scaredy Cats on Facebook, the Scaredy Cats Podcast. Make sure to check Mindy's for the Scaredy Cats Podcast on Twitter. She's always uploading. And
I'm on TikTok, too, things. Guys.
Oh, yeah. Did
TikTok
I say Twitter?
And Facebook.
Yeah, TikTok. Make sure to check her out on TikTok. She's very active. She's talking about new movies, old movies, shit that you guys should all go watch. So if you want a little more in-depth, you know, experience with us and see what we're watching, check out the TikTok.
Definitely.
Check out Old School Wrestling on Facebook for our wrestling shit and everything unscripted podcast for the Facebook page for the whole network. We don't post too much on that one, but you'll get some updates and stuff. And yeah, come check us out. We got a lot of stuff going and the future's looking good. So.
Yep, and for the Scaredy Cat Facebook page, guys, we've also been posting our episodes on there too. So if you cannot find our episodes, or you're having trouble listening to them or whatnot, go on Facebook. I already put the links right up there. It'll take you right to where you need to go.
Absolutely. Now, let's get into some news, Mindy. Do you have any news items for the people this week, or has it been a slower week?
Unfortunately, it has been a little bit of a slow week. I know last week I talked about Scream 6 and whether it was really going to come. It is. They don't have a strict release date for it yet, but it will be coming out next year sometime. I do know that everyone that I said so far that signed up for it is still signed up for it, but that's all I know as far as Scream goes. That podcast that I talked about, Chucky Talks, is still going very, very strong. Go check that out. Really, really, really good show. Really good commentary on what – and on just Chucky in general and just his history and everything. So definitely check that out. I've also said that we got the new Jeepers Creepers coming out. And also, I forgot to tell you guys this, but we are getting a final chapter in the Insidious franchise. They will be doing Insidious 5.
Hell yeah. So a lot of cool shit coming up in the horror world. But let's get into the movie, Mindy. Bad Match. Thriller film directed by David Chinchillo. We're starring Jack Cutmore Scott and Lily Simmons. That's the two leads. This is kind of, like you said, a direct-to-Netflix, so there's no numbers on that or anything. But initial thoughts.
Yeah, it's definitely an indie film.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's what I was going to talk about, because it doesn't have that feel, though. This feels like a big-budget directed movie. I don't know how much money was behind it or what it was, but it did not feel low-budget horror to me whatsoever. Just watching it.
See, I would agree. I really would, because, like, not only did they have a lot of cool effects, but they had a lot of cool set scenes.
Yeah, just the atmosphere around, like, the little things. I really like, we got to give the cinematographer some shouts out, Ed Wu, because, like, even little things, like, when they're outside the bar and he's walking and there's just a girl on the side smoking her cigarette and you see, like, a big puff of smoke. It was just little shit like that that made the vibe really cool in this movie. And it was, like, dark.
Yeah,
but
he definitely
dark.
Made it very real.
Yeah.
You kind of felt like you were watching a documentary about two people.
Yeah, and it's a very real-life story. It's very real-life source material. There's not a lot – because in horror, you can get very – in weird places. You know, we've seen it in this show alone. A lot of horror goes into some crazy areas and, you know, eating people and all this shit. This is a very – I don't want to say – you know, singular, like simple plot, but it's more of a, like, it's a tight, like, commentary on what it is, and that's all it is. And I love that about it. I think, like, it never goes off, there's not side plots. It is focused on this guy's situation with dealing with his actions and his consequences and all the shit that comes with it. And I like the story. Like, there's a couple side characters, like his friend and all that, but this is, like, a pretty singular story. Would you agree?
Basically, yeah, it's basically just about Harris, the main character, basically. Like, even though they kind of play with Riley, they don't show her that much unless she's with Harris.
Yeah, and I got to give it to the two actors here, because I think, and like, it's starring those two. It's basically just about those two. It's more Harrison Riley, but you see Riley a good amount. The two actors did a really good job. And really, because when you take millennial stuff and you try to, especially because a lot of writers aren't millennials, I don't know the age on David Tarantino, so I couldn't tell you, but when you take young people's stuff and you try to write how young people would talk and stuff, we've talked about on the show, it's hard to get it right. We talked last week about how Hellfest kind of got it right. This seems like a dude who's just a regular kind of like gets ass type of guy. He has his like job that he keeps up and he plays his video games, and that never doesn't feel like the case to me. And him going crazy and like his like passage through the movie, it never feels wrong or something that shouldn't be happening. And that's what I really liked about it. Like everything, like this is like, I saw him as that dude. He's that guy that talks to random girls, doesn't care. And he just met like a girl that's a little too crazy. And it was, they didn't get too crazy. The way they did the plot was very good. It was all very believable. You believe that she was the person behind a lot of this shit. It had a good pace to it, and it never got too crazy that you're like, oh, I don't see this actually happening. But all this could actually happen in real life, and I think that's what makes it scarier.
Absolutely. I would definitely agree with you. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit more about Harris. Harris, personally, for me, guys, reminds me, his attitude reminds me a little bit of Daniel. Just a little bit. Not the Tinder and the Grindr things. I mean, that stuff's private. We don't talk about that shit.
Well, I'm not on Grindr. Boy, don't even put that out there. That's a whole different. No offense.
Boy, what I'm
not on Grindr.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is though, like, I don't know if you're on any of those dating sites. You're probably not. But, like, the reason I say he reminds me of you is because of the confidence level.
Yeah.
Because it's not necessarily cocky, but it's not necessarily not cocky.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, I see it. I said, like, he reminds me of a lot of young 25-year-old guys, you know? And He likes to play his video games. He talks to, like, random girls. Like, and, you know, there's not wrong with being a single man and doing that stuff. But I like how it kind of explores the selfishness of that. And it really gets into his psyche. And that's – in, like, our culture nowadays, we don't think about shit like that, especially being a single man. And, like, I've been in Harris's situation, not to this fucking extent, but I've – you know, I understand dealing with the chick that's – you bit off a little too more, you can – more than you can chew. And being on the dating sites and Tinder and all that, it's a very relatable story for girls and
guys. Also, I want to dwell on this too a little bit. He also broke his own rule too, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about people who are on these dating sites, they normally have rules for themselves. And you see very quickly his rule is don't spend the night. Don't want them to spend the night with you.
Yeah.
And do not date them more than once.
And what I liked about the movie, this is Aunt Sharon, by the way, is that normally in these types of movies, you see it where the girl is the one that's getting attacked or stalked or followed. This was a different take on it, where the girl was so-called, in air quotes, the crazy one, and the guy is the one that felt like he was being stalked and being set up.
Yeah.
So it was a nice flip on what you usually see in these type of movies.
Yeah, I agree. And the reason I like it is because it's real. This shit happens. Guys go through this all the time. You get a lady that's – girls do too, but we've seen a lot of movies like that. But this was a nice kind of commentary on that because this shit happens too. You know, and we've seen the crazy girl at the bar or something. We've seen that a little bit before, but not for the new generation like this with Facebook and all the, you know, social media platforms. And this was very technological. It was very new age. It was very new age.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it right.
Yeah, it was new without being too new.
No, and it didn't feel, like, stupid. Like, it didn't feel like the guys, like, oh, I'm going on my Twitter or my Facebook. Like, it didn't feel corny like other shows that try to do it. It felt very natural and real, and, like, these people are just acting how they would normally act. He's going.
Yeah, like,
he's
wakes
up
he morning, goes to the toilet and gets his phone.
And he starts swiping, yeah. And he starts swiping on Tinder. A lot of people do that. You know, that's just an everyday thing. You know, you look at your phone, you start fucking with it while you're taking a shit. That's all he was doing.
So let's talk a little bit about Shadow Man. Now Shadow Man is, we've mentioned before, Harris, he likes his video games. Mm-hmm. So they never actually mention what kind of thing he's doing, but I'm guessing it's Xbox Live or something like that.
Yes.
And he's playing what kind of looks like a shooter, like a Call of Duty or a Halo or something like that.
Yeah.
And he always plays it with this one specific kid, this just one singular boy, and his name is Shadow Man. And Shadow Man is your typical teenager. You can tell this by listening to him.
Yeah.
And he's always got the heat coming at Harris, saying, oh, I'm fucking your mom and everything like that. But the one singular time Harris says something offensive to him, the kid just drops him. And for me, that was also really good commentary on how things can be taken the wrong way.
Well, yeah, it was, and it was also like it was also relatable because we've all been on that Xbox Live chat with that little kid that's talking about fucking our mom and calling us racist shit and being like, I don't think he said any racial, but you know, talking about banging your sister. Or
no,
banging
he
your
did.
Mom.
Well, he didn't say racial. He said faggot.
Yeah, but stuff like we all deal with that little fucking kid online, and we're trying to beat his ass in the game, and he's talking all this shit. Like, that happens. The movie did it very good to where they made, because, I mean, well, we already got this through the spoiler-free portion, so it's okay. But obviously this kid is the one that puts the child pornography on his computer, and this is the kid that fucks him over and really tries to ruin his life. And that's relatable, too, because, like, there's little kids that can hack into anything nowadays. You know, you don't know what the fuck these kids can do. These kids are, like, fucking geniuses. And he was just a little bastard on Xbox, and you never noticed. It was funny because when he said that to the kid and he dropped off right away, I looked at Sharon, and we both thought that it was her fucking with his Wi-Fi. Because the movie did such a good job of making her look crazy. I didn't even think Shadow Man, like, when the twist happened at the end, I was like, what? I was like, holy, like, it was so good because the movie did not press on that. That was such a little scene, and it was such a, like, you could have missed it. You could have been taking a pee. It was so, like, small.
Yeah, it was such a minuscule character that happened and went away.
You did not think it would have, you didn't think it would be Shadow Man. I don't know if you did. You're really good at this shit, but I had no idea.
I thought it was the chip.
I never once thought it was not the girl that was behind all this. I never thought, until he got the call at the end. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I agree. Until I watched it the first time and then I went back and dissected it like I do,
yeah.
I wasn't able to put two and two together.
Yeah. No, but I thought that, so it did a really good job at that because, I mean, and even like now it's like going back, it's like, oh, the lawyer was calling him all night. I should have realized this, but I didn't because he wasn't answering the lawyer. And that's what the lawyer was calling him all night. And I was just like, no, I didn't even think about it. And I always thought that it was still doing it to him because they made such a good job in that first act. They did such a good job of making her look crazy. And should that actress, you got to give it up to her, give her a round of applause, because she played a crazy chick that you meet online so fucking well. And even when
absolutely.
She was dead, like, what are you talking? And she was innocent. She didn't do all that shit. She was a crazy chick. But it's funny because nobody's the villain in this. There's not, like, he got drove to become a villain, but it's all like misunderstandings and fucking crazy shit. And she was just pretty crazy. And she showed a lot of red flags, so when shit hit the fan like that, he assumed it was her like we all did. And, you know, it was
he took it
the
too
rest
far.
Of the yeah. But it's really cool because it's like she's not even the bad guy. She's just a crazy chick, but she didn't do anything illegal.
And neither is he either. I mean, until the very, very end. But he's not a bad guy either. He's a very good guy. Like, he, I mean, yeah, he sleeps with girls and whatnot. But who doesn't when they're single and they're in their
20s? Yeah.
So, I mean, he is an all-around good guy. He's one of those guys that, like, when you find out he did something like this, like, you could see his friends and family being on the news, being like, oh, he would never, this person would never hurt a fly, and da-da-da-da-da. I could see that definitely happening.
Yeah.
To him, because I don't think he would have ever hurt anybody if his job or his basically life and reputation were on the line.
Yeah. He was drove to all this, and that's why it's a good psychological commentary on how shit can go bad so quick and it can go so wrong. And, you know, you can let shit fuck your life up, and you can really, you know, just like a series of things and the way you respond to it. Like, if you would have just chilled out, tried to talk to her and, you know, took what she said, didn't try to do all that other shit, didn't try to kidnap her, he'd be a free man. But he didn't, because he was so focused that it was her because of her previous behavior, and it fucked his whole life up.
And she really didn't do him any favors either, because once he did kidnap her, she pretended like she knew what was going on. And she pretended that she actually did do all those things. And I think that really kind of screwed him over.
She didn't really. Did she pretend?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She admitted to it. She's like, Harris, you know what? You got me. You win.
At the end, but that was also, and that's why I got to give the actress so much credit, because the whole time I was like, oh, she's good. oh, she's so good. Like, she's acting like she didn't do it, and she's playing like, see, this is a good psycho chick. And then she gets stabbed and he gets the call. It's like, wait, she wasn't psycho? I just thought the actress did a good job, because she did admit to it, but they did it in a way to where she did look like she was just concerned and telling him what he wanted to hear as well. That she did seem like that. We've seen other movies where girls are put in that situation and they got to tell the guy what they want, and that seemed like that's what she was doing. The whole third act, it totally switched, and he was the crazy serial killer, and she was the damsel in distress. The way they did it was perfect. It was really good and mapped out. That final act was fucking awesome.
And I got to give it to her, too, because she is a fighter.
She really was. And there's not a sequel, but they're very well – I mean, it's hard to do a sequel on something that has a base story like this. But now he's like a horror movie-like serial killer. Like, look at his face now. Like, she deformed his face. Like, he's all – when they shine the light at his shit, he's all fucked up. So he could go on
and
kill
him. Creepy.
You know? I just thought the way they did it was really it was really good, and it was really well thought out, and all of it made sense. And the fact
the one
that it
thing
was and, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
The one thing that really deterred me a little bit and was kind of like, oh, come on, was the fact that if the security guard had come outside and, let's say, saw Riley covered in blood and her face smashed in and Harris laying on the ground, I don't think the cop would have acted the same way. I don't think he would have called in and been like, some maniac killed some boy.
Yeah.
So I do think that it was a tad bit sexist in that way. Because that security guard, he didn't see what happened. He didn't know what happened. And Harris was just as bad a shape as she was, except he wasn't dead. So how do you know that she wasn't a psycho when he defended himself?
Yeah, and I understand it. It's 2022 and woke. But I think if any security guard sees a young, frail girl dead, stabbed, next to a guy that looks all broken and bloody, their first thought is she fought back and he killed her.
And I completely
right.
get it. I'm just saying I wish there wasn't that thought.
Yeah, but I don't think that's just the movie. I think that's real. I think any normal
person
would be like that. Maybe that's wrong. And there's a real conversation to be had about that. I agree with that. But I think that was just kind of that's what he saw. And he didn't know what to do. But I really, another thing that I enjoyed was how she had such crass swearing, and this is kind of a little thing, but she was so kind of raunchy in the way she talked. So the way, because the tweet thing could have gave it away that it was the little kid, because saying, like, retarded's a terrible word, and you should not use it to describe anybody nowadays, or even back then, you know, I'm glad that that word's kind of, like, gone, because it's fucked up, and it's not the right thing to say. But I would not argue that a 15-year-old kid on Xbox is saying that and calling people that. That should have been the first red flag where we're like, oh, maybe it's the kid. But since she had such rude and the way she was talking, oh, maybe it's her. Maybe she's on his Twitter saying, my coworkers are retarded and all this. Like, maybe that's her saying all that. So I think it did a good job at that, too, because in any other situation, we'd be like, oh, it's the fucking 15-year-old kid on Xbox, because that's the way they talk.
I agree. I definitely agree 100%.
But
And you also got to say, too, is that she did already come off as crazy in the beginning, because in the beginning, her ex liked her post on Facebook and she freaked out.
Yeah.
That should have been your number one red flag.
They could have did it bad and not put in enough of her being crazy, but that first act had enough of her being crazy to where you believe the rest is her fault. From the suicide joke and everything, that's where, oh, this chick's off kilter and all that. Like, the movie really set it up as this chick's insane. And that's why the twist was so good.
Absolutely.
But there's not really kills to get into. So how many Tinder stars would you give this out of 10?
I would have to give it an 8 just because of the ingenuity and the way that it keeps you on the edge of your seat. And the twist for me is at least worth a point and a half.
I'd give it a 9.
Sharon, give it a 9. I give it an 8 as well. It's not the perfect movie, but it's really good at what it's trying to do. And I don't really see any flaws in it. You know, I could watch it again. It didn't lose me at any parts. I thought it was a really solid flick.
And I definitely agree. So there's not really much to get in as far as, like, the true side of it, because as we discussed, it's not really based on, like, just one single story.
Exactly.
But if you are more interested in Tinder dates and all those other kind of website dates gone wrong, I highly suggest that you go check out YouTube and just put in Tinder dates gone horribly wrong, and you'll see a lot of cases where stuff like that, either similar or even more so screwed up, happened.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you want me to reveal what we're doing next week?
Yeah, Daniel, go ahead.
All right. So next week, this is kind of a deep cut. We're going back to the year 1982, ladies and gentlemen. And we're following a legendary director by the name of Wes Craven and his dive into monster movies. We just saw a DC movie this weekend, so let's do some DC horror with Wes Craven. We're going to do Swamp Thing, the monster movie from 1982. It's going to be something different. We haven't really done a monster movie like
Wait,
this.
The Thing?
The Swamp Thing.
I thought it was called The Thing.
No, it's Swamp Thing. It's it's basically the character that, you know, he's like a swamp monster that falls in love with
the
chick.
I'm
going
to have to look
story.
That up, because that's actually one I've not seen yet. I, as big of a Wes Craven fan as I am, folks, there is a couple that I haven't seen.
It's a pretty good flick. It's a comic book movie. It's a horror film. It's a good monster, and it's a good introspective on that. And he doesn't really know that he's a monster, and it's good stuff. And it's from Wes, so you know it's good. So we'll get into that, and then we'll talk about also, we'll kind of talk about other horror movie monsters and how we what we think about the genre as a whole and how it's kind of fallen off and stuff, because it's not really a thing anymore.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. So that's what we...
I'm going to give you all a who do you.
Yep.
And let Daniel close this out.
All right. That's what we'll be doing next week. And everybody have a scary rest of your week. We'll see you next Sunday.
All right, guys.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.